This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Hey, welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll say by my side. That sounds too weird. Always a pleasure to have you with me, though. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Coming right off the heels of the president's speech. This is great. The left is like their eyeballs, their veins in their heads are exploding all over the place. If you want to be called, if you want to be part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I'm getting a kick out of this. That Schumer came out today and said nothing, absolutely nothing, could he get behind in that speech. Right? Buy American, put American people back. Can't get behind that. You need to have illegals here. You need to have illegal aliens getting work so that they know that the Democrats are the ones that brought them in and they'll vote for us because we're losing Americans. You are. You're really. I'm a troller on Facebook. I have to admit it. Okay? I feel like I'm in one of those, one of those groups. Hi, I'm Joe Messina. I'm a Facebook troller. But I don't mean it in the normal sense. I'd like to go in and read what you guys are doing. Some of you on the left. I don't listen to the show. Because you write little comments that I make. So, I love, you can find nothing. Absolutely not. And those of you who are trying to skirt it, you're having a hard time with it? What do you say? Words mean nothing. You didn't say that about Obama. Yes, if they pass over this red line, if they use these, if they use these gases, he didn't mean any of it. None of it. It sounded good to the American people. As he was high-fiving his buddies over there in the Middle East. He did nothing to slow that down. I mean, virtually nothing. And all of a sudden, right now, the Democrats, they found fiscal responsibility. For the first time in the last 8 years, they're going, so where are you going to get that money? All the subsidies to Obamacare? The money that the millions and millions of dollars that we've spent on projects and programs? Nothing. Right? They didn't care about that. Where do we get the money? For the American people. That's where we get the money. And then Pelosi comes out and says, this is nothing more than a bait and switch. Pelosi looked like she had a problem with the ant infestation last night, crawling up and down her butt. Did you see her? She couldn't sit still in the chair. Boy, there's a vision for you, right? While sucking on a bad lemon that she thought was an orange. Her face was all scrunched up. She couldn't sit still. Really, seriously. She looked... Anyway. Yeah, I know. I could, but I'm not going to. I promised myself I'd not get real raw and crazy. But the fact that they couldn't find nothing. They could find nothing in the speech to get behind. You know, and while conservatives are teed off about a few things he said, more free child care. I mean, there was a whole bunch of stuff in there last night that some Republicans or some conservatives were squirming. I have a different take on it. I know some of you don't agree with me. But how big of a bite do you want to take of that elephant at one time? How big of a bite do you want to try to shove down the throats of the American people? What time? And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, you know, when Arnold showed up in California, all these things that he was going to do, and he went too fast. He could have got a lot done than he wanted to get done, but he went too fast. Because what he gave is what we've done with the Democrats to a degree. He gave the Dems, you know, fodder to play with them. Like right now, you've got the Dems running around. Well, let's just call it what it is. They're not misspeaks. They're lies. Now, technically, ACA will go away, but health care won't. Yeah, I fault the Republicans for not having something ready to go, to plug in right now, this second. But think about it. You keep hearing about repeal and replace. Now, I know there's some congressmen that want it repealed, period, and then come up with a new one. Where have you been for the last 8 years, or 7 years, or 6 years? Where is the plan? You'd have a lot more credibility if you already had the plan together. Would that make so much more sense? This is the thing that infuriates me. And then they can't, because they can't get along together, because they can't decide whose plan is better than whose plan. Instead of sitting down and working it out, we got Bupkis. And the Dems, or whoever, even our own people, have every right to shove it in our faces. At least I believe they do. It does get, it gets irritating after a while. It really does. We come back. I'm gonna go back. These town halls that are going on all over the place. Now, I don't mind the town halls. It's a good thing to do. If the reason for the town hall is to get information from your, you know, up close and personal information from your congressman, your senator, whatever. Why your local government people? Then that's fine. But if you're simply going there to cause trouble, that's a whole different animal. And we've seen clips on Facebook. We've seen clips on social media on learning how to protest. Yeah, come on out and learn how to protest. Well, learning how to protest is when they tell people, right, to scatter themselves along the room, agree with nothing, yell at everything, and if you should have to, let's throw a chair or two around. That, boy, that's really coming to a town hall to get to the meat of things, isn't it? No, that sounds like a 17-year-old spoiled brat coming to the kitchen table to throw a fit so Daddy and Mommy will give him the car. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Yes, little segments of sanity. You just can't take them that fast. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
In the middle of taking a drink. All right, cool. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll sit on the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you by my side. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. But I'm going to jump back into it. I don't like wasting time. Look, here's the deal. I have a book to sell. It's called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And I'm going to put your mind to rest. If you're on the left, you need to see what we really think and not listen to those loons at CNN, MSNBC, and wherever, who think they know how we think, who want to talk for... I always love that when we talk for us, right? When we talk for them, I'm sorry, not for us. When we say, when somebody on the right, a conservative, says something on how the left thinks, how Democrats think, oh, you go nuts. You lose your ever-loving mind. But you can easily talk for what you believe that we think, how we act. Well, the book is going to change that for you. You'll hear it right from the horse's mouth, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know what's happened, and I'm just going to say the ultra-left. Because I have Dem friends that are, that I do. I have sane, yes, I know. I know some of you don't believe me. But I have sane Democrat friends that don't like what's going on with their own party. That don't like this stuff that's happening. Okay? So, anyway, you just got to be able to push back on them. You got to know where they're coming from and what they're going to do. These town halls, as I keep telling you, if they were truly town hall meetings, if people were truly coming there to air their grievances, get information, get some help, then I'm all for them. I'm with you. Let them happen. And if there's a little heat for the congressman or the senator for not doing their job or not doing it fast enough or not getting the information out, so be it. We're all good with that, right? But when you're just going there to stir up trouble, to tell lies, like I saw one protest where they were saying, you know, don't take away the Affordable Care Act, don't leave people without insurance, it's not going to happen. It's a lie. The left is just simply spewing a lie. It's wrong. It's deceitful. Now, here's a clip about protesters. They disrupt a prayer at Senator Bill Cassidy's town hall meeting. Right? The crowd, the verbally abusive crowd, heckled the Vietnam... I gotta try English, right? A group of enraged protesters exploded in anger after chaplain prayed in the name of Jesus at a town hall meeting in Louisiana hosted by U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy. Now, first of all, this has already been... This has already been approved or ruled on by the Supreme Court. It's an okay thing to do. Okay, and they don't consider it religious as much as they consider it part of our heritage and history. And the verbally abusive crowd also heckled a Vietnam War veteran who attempted to lead the group in the Pledge of Allegiance. So now, not only is prayer bad in this country, but pledging allegiance to the flag is bad in this country. So what are these? Maybe this is not a town hall of... Maybe I got it wrong. Maybe they're not Democrats. Maybe they're you know, anti-Americans. Maybe they're communists. I don't know. For someone to protest... For someone to protest the Pledge of Allegiance, it's just not cool. I'm sorry. Do they have a right to do it? Of course they do. I'd have to question their sanity at that point, though. Un-American, anti-Christian, it's just amazing. So the Louisiana State Chaplain, Michael Sprague, and the unidentified Vietnam War veteran should be commended for maintaining their composure. Right? In the face of all this verbal garbage, they were able to keep together. I don't know how well I would have kept it together. At the February 22nd town hall meeting in Mullane... What is that? Okay, guys, forgive me. Metairie? It was quickly overrun by an angry mob, much like other town hall meetings across the country. And don't give me this garbage that the only reason that people are outraged at the Republicans is because they're the ones doing everything wrong. Right, nothing's happening at the Democrat offices, huh? Because they're such little saints. And the mainstream media, the way they're covering these things is just amazing. Again, it's been my mantra, and I'm making people crazy with it. Dems good, Republicans always bad. You saw that in the speech. You saw that in the response to the speech, which we'll go over in the next segment. But I want you to hear what these loons are doing. I want you to hear how these loons are reacting to this. It's sick.
Swept through the nation, but what happened during a prayer at a town hall for Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy took things to a new level. Watch this.
The guy didn't even start the prayer. Right? He started the prayer, and they started yelling, "Pray on your own time, this is our time." And someone shouted, "Amen, let's get on with it." No sense of decency. Absolutely none. And yours truly has been saying this on the show for years. We have no respect for anybody's belief systems except for the one that we're afraid of or that they're afraid of. I wonder if there was an imam up there praying. I wonder if they'd be screaming like that. What do you think? I'm just asking the question because I'd like to see fair and balanced. You're not going to get that, but I'd like to see it. I'm really very curious. Now, look, he said in Jesus' name. For my Christian friends, all those demons went out of their minds, didn't they? They start screaming separation of church and state. Someone filmed the prayer, and the words just don't do justice to the amount of hate directed at jail. When you see this, and I'll see if I can post it up on our website later on, our Facebook page, whatever. The chaplain said he's never been shouted down throughout a time of prayer like that. He's never been in a situation like that. It's sad. There's no respect for God. And whether you believe in God or not, right? There's no... Look, we got to put up with you pastafarians, right? You got a pasta strainer on your head. You make fun of us or you make fun of people who believe in God. Right? We put up with the Satanists because, you know, they have a right to pray too. I mean, all this crazy stuff that most, the majority of the people have the right to sit back and go, okay, you know, we live in a country, we have a right to be stupid and ignorant and just treat us like crap. But we want the same respect. That's not asking for too much. That's not asking for more, like some groups want. They want more. No, we want equal amount of respect. We want equal amount, you know, of reverence. I was not going to play this, but I am. I'm going to play this in the next segment. You've got to hear this. We've got to go through this. You've got to understand what's going on here. But we are going to do a debrief on the, I don't even know what you want to call it, right? The response to President Trump's speech. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real set. I'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a solid color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American made.
We are back. Yeah, you better be American made. Better be looking for American made. Let's put some of those people. You know, CNN's fact checked last night. They were not interested in any of the numbers that President Trump put out. Funny how they accepted everything and they twisted and they tweaked and they worked on everything. Every number that Obama gave us, ex-President Obama. I know some of you that makes you feel better, so we'll deal with it that way. Ex-President Obama gave us. The libs took it as gospel truth. It was real no matter what. There was no fact-checking on it. And to say that he had more deportations than any other president, it's a lie. Because he counted deportations that no other president counted. So, yeah, I guess if you want to come at it that way, if you're going to count deportations, the number of people that returned back at the border, of course. Anyway, back to this town hall meeting that turned out to be a protest. That's not what town hall meetings are for. You know, it's a time to find out what's going on. And yes, you could tell, easily tell, should tell your representative that you don't think that they're doing the job they're supposed to do. That's okay. There's nobody in this room. There's not many of my conservative colleagues that would say, okay, there's nothing wrong, or that there is anything wrong with you calling your representative out on the carpet in situations like this. But these people were abusive. They were nasty. No prayer. They didn't want any prayer. And they didn't want any Pledge of Allegiance. They wanted to get on with business. Not realizing that it's what that flag stands for. It's what people gave up their lives for. That they have a right to be in there. Protesting the government without being dragged outside and shot in the head. Which is what would happen in other socialist / communist countries. Yeah, they're not going to put up with your garbage. You don't have a right. I love these young people, you know, these 16, 17, 18-year-olds that think we should be a communist or a socialist nation. Instead of listening to their lefty loon professors at college, maybe they should travel to a communist country, right? And see what it's all about. Maybe they should take a trip to Venezuela and see what that's all about. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe they should really, 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 really figure this out. get some real experience, get some real information. Anyway, so we were listening to these yo-hos. When the chaplain started to pray, they got angry. They started screaming. Right? Separation of church and state. Pray on your own time. And the Supreme Court's already said, this is fine. No, honestly. And something that he says, well, something that the lawmaker replies with later on, I think is perfect. But these were not locals. When they start to, this is why I think, they should start checking ID. I mean, how do they fight that? They did it, or they do it, slash did it, at the DNC. If you were in there and you were in the voting section, you had to show an ID to get in there. So if it's good enough for them, isn't it good enough for wouldn't it be good enough for everybody else? I'm just asking. Let's hear more. So we have an outcry. We have these people screaming when it came to the prayer. Right? Now these are Cajun people. This is Cajun country. These people are godly people. What do you know? I mean, they have all kinds of different beliefs down there. But nobody down there. I mean, there's a lot of public events that open up in prayer, and nobody screams about it. Anyhow, I mean, when you've got a town hall meeting in a podunk little town, forgive me, and two-thirds of the people nobody recognizes, people who live there don't recognize, I think that's a problem. Anyway.
The protesters not only shouted down the prayer, but also caused a commotion during the Pledge of Allegiance. Where has common courtesy gone, you wonder? Well, the men who...
Yeah, it's just amazing to me. So during the Pledge of Allegiance, the thing, again, I said it earlier, the symbol of what gives you a right, to do what you're doing. And they don't seem to have a problem with that. Right? Reality, what does they say? You know, facts be damned. We're just going to do what we want to do. How can you do what you want to do? The reason you have a right to do what you're doing. Which sounds kind of weird in and of itself, doesn't it? The reason you have a right to do what you're doing is because what that flag represents. Come on, deny it. People died and gave their lives for the freedom that... Now, don't get me wrong. It's not the flag, because some of you take this to the nth degree and you write me some really stupid emails. But you take it to the nth degree. I'm not saying we're fighting for the flag. We fight for what that flag represents. It's a piece of cloth. I hate the fact that people think that burning it is some kind of statement. I think it's a statement that shows how ignorant and stupid you are. You know what I'm saying? Come on. You guys that are real patriots, you know what I'm saying. You have a right to do it. But to burn it because you think it's oppressive? You think it's wrong? You think what it stands for is terrible? I mean, that is ignorance at a whole different level. You know what I mean? And it does. And the thing behind it, the biggest thing behind it, is we keep letting them get away with it. Why do we do that? And when are we going to take them on and shut them down? No, come on. Let's be honest about this. We can all talk amongst ourselves, right? At what point in time do we get to do? God, I got to get them working. Right? How do we get them to understand that these people died for their freedoms, died for them to be screaming the way they're screaming, to do what they're doing? Do you know what I mean? I mean, I'm not saying they don't have a right to protest. Don't get me wrong. It's not where I'm going with this. Where I'm going with this is to say, Where I'm going with this is to say, hey, look, you can protest. You could tell your legislator what you think is wrong. But shouting obscenities, right? Shouting, getting nasty with a war vet who's doing the Pledge of Allegiance, how does that further your cause? I'm just asking. I'd love somebody to write me an email and say, this is how it does it, Joe. This is why we... And don't write me that you have a right. We already know this, right? Don't send me an email and say, we have a right to protest. Yeah, you do. You don't have a right to riot, though. Come on. You don't have a right to riot. It is. It's just infuriating. We again... You know, years ago, when I was younger, yes, a couple of hundred years ago, when you would see, and it's not a joke, it's a reality, when you would see, no matter what religion you were, when you would see two nuns walking down the street, you would probably smile, pleasantly kind of nod your head, say hello, whatever. And it wasn't because you believed what they believed. You might be a devout atheist. But you've got to have respect for the fact that some of the sacrifices that people make in their lives for their religious beliefs. I mean, I grew up around a bunch of nuns that had a vow of poverty. They didn't want to have any money. They wanted to help the community. Every nickel they got went back into the community. Whether you believed in them or not, how nasty did you want to get with them? Or do you want to get with them? I don't care if you're, you know, Buddhist or whatever. If you're in the clergy type of realm and you're doing good things in the community, why can't you give them a nod? At least say hello. Man, really, we're flushing society. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side. Maybe that's what we need, some good old-fashioned rock and roll, right? You know, to get things rolling, to get that Congress moving, get that people moving and happy again. Anyway, I appreciate the time you're spending with me. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. You can always find me up at the website, therealside.com. It'll give you stations, times. You can listen live on the air. I mean, you can listen live online if you need to. Otherwise, call the station in your area and say, what the heck is wrong with you people? Why don't you carry the show? Hey, seriously. Make them nuts. I would. I make a lot of people nuts. Anyhow, again, always, 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 what the heck? Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. I thought that thing with the, what is it? Somebody sent me a picture of all the women that were doing a thumbs down thing. Remember that? Top Democrats remain seated during standing ovation. Yeah, there's just, like, a whole bunch of pictures, not just one or two. You don't get much more disrespectful than that, right? What do you think? All right, yeah. I'm getting back to it, but I was just... I'm blowing off steam here. I'm blowing off some smoke, okay? Give me a second. And I'm trying to debate on whether to do this... I'll do it now. The Democrat response. Now, I thought, isn't that interesting? I know some of you are going to get mad at me, but the big tent party, right? The people that are all inclusive for everybody. The only thing they could come up with it was a 70-year-old or 70-plus-year-old former Kentucky governor to respond to the president's address. And he's in a diner, which is cool. I mean, I think that was a great setting to choose. And what's he surrounded by? Mostly older white people. I got nothing against white people. Well, I'm a little white myself here, if you look. But aren't we always talked about how they're the big tent party? Right? They're the ones that are for the little people. They're the ones that are all-inclusive. And what we've seen for them over the last years is they're not all-inclusive. Whoever should run, whoever they think should run, runs. The people they want to put up front, they put up front. I think the DNC vote was a sham again. And so did Bernie Sanders. We agree. Yeah, total setup. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so former Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear responded to President's address to Congress questioning Trump's plan for the Affordable Care Act and urging him to unify Americans because the Dems are doing such a good job. See, you don't come out and say, unless you do it our way, we're going to fight you. That's not a unifier. Not last I checked, anyhow. Unless I'm truly confused on what unity means. Does unity mean do it our way or else? Or does unity mean, hey, let's find common ground and work on it together? You got to enlighten me. I'm not a very educated person.
This year, I was governor of Kentucky from 2007 to 2015. Now, I'm a private citizen. I'm here in Lexington, Kentucky, some 400 miles from Washington, at a diner with some neighbors, Democrats and Republicans, where we just watched the president's address. I'm a proud Democrat, but first and foremost, I'm a proud Republican and Democrat and mostly American.
Anybody think he screwed that up? Maybe he didn't read the card right? The little girl on the back right side got a little smile on her face after he did that. I'm sure there's a teleprompter in front of him. I'm a proud Democrat, but what was written on the card was, most of all, I'm a proud American. And if I wrote the speech, it would have been, there are proud Democrats in this room with me. There are proud Republicans in this room with me. But no. He's a proud Democrat. But most of all, think about this. But most importantly, he's a proud Republican. And a proud Democrat. And a proud American.
And like many of you, I am worried about the future of this nation.
I was. Not so much anymore.
Look, I grew up in Kentucky in a small town called Dawson Springs. My dad and granddad were Baptist preachers. My family owned a...
Baptist! Look, I get fun of all the time. I get to do it back once in a while when I get a chance, right? I don't know. There's no B. It's not like Baptist. Baptist. That and dept makes me crazy. It's debt. It's not dept.
The funeral home. And my wife, Jane, and I have been married for almost 50 years.
God bless you. Seriously.
I became governor at the start of the global recession. And after 8 years, we left things a lot better than we found them. By being fiscally responsible, I even cut my own pay, we balanced our budget and turned deficits into surpluses without raising taxes. We cut our unemployment rate in half. We made huge gains in high school graduation rates. And we found health coverage for over 500,000 Kentuckians. We did that through trust and mutual respect. I listened, and I built partnerships with business leaders and with Republicans in our legislature. We put people first and politics second. The America I love allowed a small town preacher's kid to be elected governor, and it taught me to embrace people who are different from...
You know, this is why I like to take longer on these things. Yeah, I don't have enough time. But, you know, he talked about when he left office, when Governor, I guess, Beshear is his name, when he left office, he had a 54% approval rating. Doesn't sound like people were overly happy. I mean, it's good. Don't get me wrong. But he's touting this healthcare thing that he did. right? The law that he passed. And over a boatload of them, what is it? Over half of the Kentuckians wanted that law repealed. So he's touting things that weren't quite right. You know what I'm saying? Just think about this. So you know, these people, they have selective recall. They have selective facts. Things that make them feel good. Here, we'll hear some more of what he has to say.
From me, not vilify them. The America I love has always been about looking forward, not backward.
Oh, you can't go forward unless you know what got you where you're at. We look backward to make sure we don't make the same mistakes when it comes to things like slavery. Right? I mean, there are things that look at, America has had some dark moments in its past. We can admit to that. And we've made course corrections. We've worked hard at making changes. But we wouldn't know we needed to make changes. We wouldn't know what safeguards to put in place unless we look back at our past. Look at all of us, just regular Americans. You're at home. You get into, I don't know, you get into too much credit card debt. You start using one card to pay off another, right? I mean, it's a common thing people do. Right? That's a problem. And once you get out of debt, do you forget the past? Well, let's do that, because then when you get in trouble again, if you don't use your new safeguards and things you can put in place, and then you find yourself borrowing from your old credit cards to pay off your new ones, you go, I think I did that before, but I can't look back there. No, you use history. You use past events to make sure you don't nail yourself in the future. That you don't make that wrong turn again, that you don't use the wrong ingredient, that the formula has changed to make things better.
About working together to find solutions, regardless of party, instead of allowing our differences to divide us and hold us back. And we Democrats are committed to creating the opportunity for every American to succeed.
Really? You did that for the last 8 years? Like, I guess I'm confused with the numbers, then. I guess I'm confused with the over 90 million Americans being out of work, right? And making ways for illegals to get jobs, making ways for refugees to get jobs, making way for refugees and illegals to get jobs before vets, before your everyday Americans, real Americans, people that were actually born here, right? So how is it that you're making a way for every American to get a job?
By growing our economy with good-paying jobs.
You grew our economy. No, you sent jobs. Your team sent jobs out of the country. My God! Can you please try to find the truth? Your team sent jobs out of this country. There were good-paying jobs left here. You're from Kentucky. This president and Mrs. Clinton have done and will do or would have done more damage to the coal industry. They put more. Your people voted for Trump because the Dems have lost sight of the average worker, of the average American. They only understand each other. That's the problem. God, I would love to have gone all the way through this. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And, you know, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. Really, seriously, eat up your coffee. Come on back.